Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to hold talks with the North Macedonian counterpart in Skopje today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates N.D. Banam on assuming office as Prime Minister of United Kingdom. 4 Indians killed and 1 critically injured in attack on commercial vessel near Odessa port in Ukraine. India condemns attack on the ship. U.S. President Donald Trump imposes additional 50% tariffs on significant number of Canadian goods. And P.V. Sindhu to lead India's challenge at the China Open Badminton Tournament beginning today. President Draupadi Murmu will hold talks with the North Macedonian counterpart Gordana Siljanovska Davkova in Skopje today. President Murmu is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Hristiyan Mitsotakis and Speaker of the Assembly Afrim Gashi and address the Parliament. Should also address the India-North Macedonia Business Forum. We have more from a correspondent.
President Murmu arrived in North Macedonia last night on a two-day state visit as part of her three-nation tour to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania. She is the first Indian president to visit North Macedonia. The visit reflects the importance India attaches to strengthening bilateral ties with the three countries and its engagement with wider Eastern European region. Both sides have shown keen interest in deepening economic ties in priority sectors such as agriculture, pharmaceuticals, science and technology, information technology, and IT-enabled services. North Macedonia is a landlocked country in southeastern Europe. The Indian community in the country is very small, with most members working in the IT sector, teaching at universities, or serving as executives in multinational companies. With Subhashri Mahapatra, this is Yashasvi Kiryal for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated N.D. Banam on assuming office as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India and the UK are bound by shared democratic values and enjoy wide-ranging cooperation across trade, investment, technology, defence and people-to-people relations. He noted that as India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, enters into force this month, the bilateral partnership between the two nations is poised to grow even stronger. The Prime Minister added that he is looking forward to working closely with Mr. Banam to deepen the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership further and advance the shared vision 2035. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar met his Panamanian counterpart Javier Eduardo Martinez Acha Vosquez in New Delhi. With the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar underscored the importance of deepening India's engagement with Panama as a gateway to Latin America and the Caribbean region. Both leaders held wide-ranging discussions, including advancing trade, business development, maritime, health, agriculture, education and digital cooperation. They also spoke about engagement at the multilateral fora. Earlier, External Affairs Minister expressed confidence that the visit of the Panamanian Foreign Minister, Javier Eduardo Martinez Acha Vosquez, will further strengthen bilateral ties across all sectors.
Panama serves as a natural bridge for us for global trade routes, gateway for the wider Latin America region. And anchored by the Panama Canal, your logistics infrastructure certainly sets a global landmark. We value your interest in collaborating across a wide array of domains from education, scholarships, pharmaceuticals, technology, and of course, most important, trade. We note that you have had a consistently high growth trajectory, and as we ourselves accelerate our development towards the quest of Viksit Bharat or developed India by 2047.
This is Akashvani and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India condemned the attack on the vessel MV Golden Leo while departing the port of Odessa in Ukraine. External Affairs Ministry said 4 Indian nationals have tragically lost their lives while one is hospitalized in a critical condition. The ministry said that at the time of the incident, there were 17 crew members on board, including 5 Indian nationals. The ministry has reiterated that targeting commercial shipping and endangering innocent civilian crew members or otherwise impeding freedom of navigation and commerce is deplorable and should be avoided. The ministry said that the Indian mission in Ukraine is closely monitoring the situation and is making every effort to extend all possible assistance to those affected. The government of India extended deepest condolences to the families of the deceased Indian nationals and wished them speedy and full recovery. The Election Commission is organizing an international conference in Kolkata today to discuss the process of making the postal ballot system more inclusive, secure and accessible. The conference has been jointly organized by the Indian International Institute of Democracy and Election Management, IIIDEM, and International IDEA. We have a report.
Election officials from all 24 electoral districts of West Bengal will attend the event along with election administrators, policymakers, academics and election experts from India and several other countries. The discussions will focus on ways to make postal ballot and special voting arrangements more inclusive, accessible and secure. West Bengal Chief Electoral Officer Neelam Meena will inaugurate the conference. The program will feature thematic sessions on postal ballots, maintaining electoral integrity, preventing fraud, audit mechanisms, the legal framework, technology-enabled special voting systems and the future of remote voting. During the international session, election experts from Nepal, Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina and other countries will share their experience virtually. Alongside India's experience, international best practices will also be discussed. Shandipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
U.S. President Donald Trump has imposed an additional 50% tariffs on a significant number of Canadian goods. The White House said in a statement that the Trump administration's move is in response to Canada's discriminatory treatment of American products. It added that the move is leveling the playing field for crucial American exports, including cars, alcohol, and dairy. The tariffs have been imposed under Section 338 of the Tariff Act of 1930. U.S. said that each Section 338 proclamation imposes a 50% tariff on a different set of Canadian imports, covering products ranging from wine to hockey sticks to cement. The U.S. further alleged that over the past year and a half, only China and Canada have chosen to retaliate against Mr. Trump's tariffs rather than negotiate a deal with the United States. Meanwhile, Canada has said that these U.S. tariffs are in direct violation of the Canada-U.S.-Mexico Agreement, CUSMA, the free trade agreement between the three countries. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney released a statement in response to U.S. tariffs and said that Canada will take any measures necessary to build strength at home and to support its workers, farmers, businesses and families. U.S. has launched fresh strikes on Iran. In a social media post, U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said that the strikes are designed to further degrade Iranian military capabilities used to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran of massive retaliation, saying that Tehran would pay many times. His warning came yesterday after three American soldiers were killed recently, two in Jordan and one in Iraq. Moving on to the world of sports, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu is set to lead India at the China Open 2026 badminton tournament beginning today at Changzhou. We have a report.
Sindhu will face compatriot Unnati Hooda in her opening round of 32 clash of women's singles today. Devika Sehag will also compete in the women's singles draw. Moreover, Lakshya Sen, Ayush Shetty and HS Pranoy are the three Indian entries in the men's singles draw, while MR Arjun and Hariharan Amsa Karunan are India's sole representatives in the men's doubles draw. Meanwhile, Olympian Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila, along with Rohan Kapoor and Rutvika Shivani Gadde, will represent India in the mixed doubles. On to hockey, the Indian sub-junior men's and women's teams made a winning start to their respective campaigns at the FIH Youth Hockey 5S Asian Championship 2026 in Muscat, Oman yesterday. The Indian women's team was the first to start its campaign on the tournament's opening day against Kazakhstan and won 8-3. The Indian men's team, on the other hand, also impressed in its tournament opener as they defeated Bangladesh 7-3 in their opening match. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu to hold talks with the North Macedonian counterpart in Skopje today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates N.D. Barnum on assuming office as Prime Minister of United Kingdom. Four Indians killed and one critically injured in attack on commercial vessel near Odessa port in Ukraine. India condemns attack on the ship. U.S. President Donald Trump imposes additional 50% tariffs on significant number of Canadian goods. And PV Sindhu to lead India's challenge at the China Open badminton tournament beginning today. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.